Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is September the 17th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day we take kids from all around the world through these amazing stories in the Bible, from John. Well, today we're in John, but from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. And today we are in John chapter 17, verses 1 through 26. Then we finish our reading in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. Well, Jesus knew he would soon die, and he prayed for his disciples and for those who would believe in the future, including you. What do you think Jesus would pray for? Let's read and find out from John chapter 17. After saying these things, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so he can give glory back to you, for you have given him authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given him. And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. I brought glory to you here on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. Now, Father, bring me into the glory we shared before the world began. I have revealed you to the ones you gave me from this world. They were always yours. You gave them to me, and they kept your word. Now they know that everything I have is a gift from you, for I have passed on to them the message you gave me. They accepted it and know that I came from you, and they believe you sent me. My prayer is not for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. All who are mine belong to you, and you have given them to me, so they bring me glory. Now I am departing from the world. They are staying in this world. But I am coming to you, Holy Father. You have given me your name. Now protect them by the power of your name, so that they will be united just as we are. During my time here, I protected them by the power of the name you gave me. I guarded them so that no one was lost except the one headed for destruction, as the scriptures foretold. Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word. And the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to this world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent them into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth. I'm praying not only for these disciples, but also for those who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you, and may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I am in them and they are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. Father, I want these whom you have given me to be with me where I am. Then they can see all the glory you gave me because you loved me even before the world began. O righteous Father, the world doesn't know you, but I do, and these disciples know you sent me. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them, and I will be in them." Wow. Jesus prayed that God would take care of his disciples after he left this world. That prayer wasn't only for the disciples who were following him at the time. Jesus prayed also for us. God has protected you and will continue to do so. Think of all the ways that God has protected you in the last week, and thank him for the care that he gives you each day. This is what 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 says, "The Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one." How about that? Well, hey, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let's remember this, we are prayed for and we are loved by him, by God, by the Father, by Jesus. How about that. Alrighty, my friends. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.